Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this afternoon edition of Crystal... Oh, wait, no, I'm going to do this one. Trendagachi. Shout out to the Tamagotchi. Shout out to Fighter of the Nightman with the 90s nostalgia. I'm Miles. I'm joined by Super Producer Anna Osnier. Anna, what's up?
My triumphant return to the Tedeze.
Hey, what happened with Verstappen? I was meaning to ask you. Wasn't he... God. What was some shit that about him, like... He could have wrecked. He was trying to keep Hamilton. So, what happened?
So basically,
I'm sorry. We're going straight into Formula One. This isn't even trending.
I'm sorry.
But this is what we do. So Formula One, Max Verstappen, this year's winner and last year's.
Now, based on my understanding, I only watched a part of the race yesterday because I was cleaning out my closet. And he basically went against Red Bull's orders, which was to let Sergio Perez, his teammate, to go past him and get the sixth place spot because it would give him more points and kind of push him closer towards the championship. But because he did, because Verstappen didn't let him, because his thing was like, Sergio crashed during like pole qualifier or, you know, like the position qualifier race.
Yeah.
So when he crashed on purpose, he claims he crashed on purpose. He was able to get ahead of Verstappen in the lineup for the race.
Okay. Okay.
Look, I don't know.
So he's like beefing and. Yeah, I don't like that's what
so
I was
then
like,
because of that, he wouldn't let. Now, I don't know. Maybe there's more reasons. This is just a very base understanding of what I was reading and seeing talked about on the internet and on social media. But he didn't let Perez pass him to get that, I think, sixth place spot. So he ended up at seventh, which then I believe ties him in the points category with Charles Leclerc. So there is sort of like, well, why did he do that? Why did Verstappen defy Red Bull? Why did he go against Christian Horner's order? So look, I'll just tell you right now, because he's a fucking bitch, okay? We knew this. We knew Verstappen was a little dickhead, okay? Since day one, we knew this. And that's my
reason. Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't make sense because Max, he's in no position to, he's won already. Like, that's a foregone conclusion. So why not let the guy who I'm pretty sure helped you win last year? Whatever. Anyway, this is what's trending. It's not that. Thank you. And that's a preview of Formula Shit Talk coming soon from iHeart and Jair Bolsonaro, a fantastic new podcast where Anne and I have some of the more complicated figures in world politics on. Yes. We just talk Formula One, you know?
Yes.
It's not a sports washing show like everybody says. Anyway.
Remove the politics, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Anyway, Jair, what is going on, bro? Way to concede. That's a big move for you. Anyway. Pete Davidson is the first thing trending because he's got a new girlfriend, according to the rumors. Is it official? Like, or is this just a rumor?
I think as of now, it's like a Dumois sort of post-official. Yeah. But it's not. I don't think they've come out and said, like, we're dating.
Right. About to, though. Him and Emily Ratajkowski. How do you say it? Is that Ratajkowski? How do
Ratajkowski? It's Emrata.
Rakukuni. Emily Rakukuni from Everything Everywhere All at Once. And
Emily Ratatouille.
Davidson.
She's a mouse. She lives in your hat.
Yep. Exactly. What's her secret? No one knows. But they're dating. I mean, good. Okay. Good for him. He doesn't stay lonely, you know?
No, he does not stay lonely.
I want him. Now, I mean, actually, no, he stays lonely because this man can never be by himself.
But question.
He's looking.
Mm-hmm. Is he, now I know we've had this conversation a million and a half times, but is he the most charming man alive?
He must
have an energy to him.
Yeah, because I'm done with the like, yo, he must have 9 dicks built on 6 dicks or like, what's going on there? It's like, clearly he has an appeal to human beings when he meets them. And we've yet to hear like, you know, anything to the contrary, which sounds like he's funny and should like let people know it's, you know, wit sometimes connects with people.
He has charisma
and tattoos and wears Crocs in a fun way. Come on now. How could you say no? What else is trending? Mike Pence is trending because he really seems now to be understanding that maybe Donald Trump does not like him and he understands that he was actually at risk. Here's this little audio clip of him talking about just what happened, the danger that he was put into September 11th, January 6th.
Barricaded inside the House chamber. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of it all, you can see that the president has tweeted. 2:24 p.m., the president tweets, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done.
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
Okay, so say something, family. What?
It angered me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. It took him 45 minutes?
But I turned to my daughter, who was standing nearby, and I said, it doesn't take courage to break the law. It takes courage to uphold the law.
You didn't say that shit.
That's like the tweets where it's like, and then my child turned to me and said, Wakanda forever.
put like, both arms across her chest in an X and said, Wakanda forever. yeah. I'm sorry. Go on, like, Mike Pence. We just are on the heels of you being like, let me rebut that tweet in a life or death situation with a witticism. Here we go.
Yeah.
So he said, that doesn't take courage.
To uphold the law.
Okay, takes courage to uphold.
And the president's words were reckless.
Oh.
It was clear he decided to be part of the problem.
Oh. All right. Wow. Mike Pence, so brave. Not.
Dude. Real Housewives of fucking White House.
I know, right? Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's go.
Messy.
So dry. So dry. But yeah. I would like to see. I mean, I bet his wife, mother, Karen, mother. She might have something to say. That's interesting.
Yeah, here's the thing. He didn't say that to his daughter. He yelled, Mother!
Donald's trying to hit me!
He's beating me!
Why did I say yes? Why did I say yes to this fucking shit show? Because I have no spine and I'm just interested in raw power with no consideration for anything else. Who could have known?
He was my only friend!
And this guy's about to have his own town hall on CNN. They're putting like Ron DeSantis's like wife is getting there. They're definitely, the media is doing a lot to be like, hey, look at these fucking ghouls who have no business doing anything remotely. Like, how the fuck are you going to act like Mike Pence had nothing to do with the Trump administration? Like,
well,
seriously.
That's the thing. They're trying to George W. Bush him in the sense of like, he paints. He paints. And you're like, right. You don't remember the Iraq War? I don't give a shit that he paints.
What happened?
I don't give a shit. What's
Iraq War? Yeah. But he has, nice Rolex like Ellen. Come on now.
They're trying
a few
to do
million?
The thing.
It's a few
they just smooth
debt.
Over it because he's against Trump now, or like because he was attacked by Trump. It's like he's a victim. It's like, no,
he's not even doing a good job. Like, if you're really trying to like do some cleanup, bro, you got to come harder than that. Like, drop a diss track or something. Don't just like take this long breath and be like, it made me upset. Shut up, fool.
I thought the clip was over. I was like, oh, he didn't have a comeback. That's interesting.
He didn't have an answer because he was just like doing his weird like astral projection in an uncomfortable situation. Like, I'm not here. Wait, I am here. I didn't like that. Speaking of names that start with P, we've had Pete Davidson, we've had Pence, and now it's time to go to Pippin, as in Larsa, as in ex-wife of Scottie Pippin, as in Michael Jordan's main road dog in the pursuit to all those championships. Anna, look, I remember in the private text chat with a couple of us, you were sending through the messy news of like, it sounds like Larsa Pippen might be dating one of Michael Jordan's sons, Marcus. Then we're like, who knows? You're like, maybe this is a stunt queen move just to get some attention. Mm-hmm. Nah, motherfucker. They are out here as a couple. I think most people's first thoughts are like, wasn't this man a little boy when she was like probably first met him?
Look, and it's then a little, it's a lot. I don't know. See, Larsa Pippen's an interesting, because I watch her on Real Housewives of Miami and she's fine on that show. You know, like, she's a great addition to the show. I enjoy it. I've always been a Scottie fan. Okay. Do I think his recent comments towards Michael are really appropriate?
He's hurt.
No,
he's in
you
pain.
Don't need to get messy in the memoirs like that. Well,
he's in pain.
It's a lot. It's actually, you can get messy in the memoirs. I just personally, due to my own sort of like love of that era of the Bulls, it's sad to see him get messy in the memoirs like that.
Yeah.
God, should I call my memoir Messy in the Memoirs? Anyway, that's an aside.
Fuck yeah.
But to see this, now I'm just kind of like, Larsa, what is happening?
Yeah.
Why are you dating Michael Jordan's son?
Who you have, people on Twitter are like, she used to babysit him. I'm like, there's no way the wife of a basketball player is like moonlighting as a babysitter. I get like, maybe there's a thing like during a game that they were all sitting together in the stands or whatever. But either way, it's a very interesting start of a relationship. And most people would be like, was she grooming him? What is going on here? But anyway, they're together and they're ba-da-ba-ba-ba loving it.
I don't imagine she was grooming him. I don't like, here's the thing. I don't know where here. Okay. And this is us watching like hours of Real Housewives of Miami. I don't fully understand where Larsa gets off with this behavior. Don't know, because she,
I'm sorry, what are you doing, Larsa?
Because you know your ex-husband is clearly not going to be happy about this, and I know you can live your best life, but like, there's something about sort of being like so publicly like, fuck you, that it's kind of like, but you have kids together, you don't want to like protect anyone's feelings like at all, like.
Also, what about Scott? Like, I'm sure Scotty got kids that are the same age as them. And they're like, yo, you're with who now? Anyway.
Well, Scotty's son is playing on the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they're out here. I mean, I think they're younger than Marcus Jordan, but I think, you know, I think it's weird.
It's still an odd situation. And to your point, like, if it is Larsa being messy, my God, that is a slop, like, ender move. If you're trying to get messy and be like, oh, that man who's your main rival, I'm fucking his son. And yeah, that maybe would cause problems.
Remember when Larsa and Malik Beasley had all that shit go down?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. She's kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like good for you to living your best life. Maybe pay attention to your family's feelings on it a little bit, because it is getting messy.
Okay, that's one thing to consider. Consider your family's feelings. Fine, whatever. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Ollie Alexander is trending again because he is the man behind, or not, I mean, not behind it, but he was one of the most vocal election deniers, who was the one who I believe like first like tweeted that thing about like, oh, it's time to get violent or some shit. I remember like in December of 2020, and everyone was like, whoa, this is a tonal shift for the election denial. But recently, he was like on his live stream and talking about, you know, Carrie Lake right now. They're still figuring out who the winner is of that race. And then he's just sort of talking about how he could will her race to be won just because he's has some kind of powers. I don't know. This clip is going around and is an interesting look into the people who are the thought leaders of election denialism in this country.
Even if Carrie was going to lose, I would will it into existence.
Oh.
And I know that sounds kooky. And I know that sounds crazy. But just don't catch me on a wild day.
Oh.
Pete Davidson one time got on my bad side and almost killed himself.
What? So,
you're not going to believe me. It doesn't matter. The point is that no one needs to believe you the first time. The point is you just need to tell them a first time.
He's going on and goes on to say that he can travel through time. So bit of a, yeah. So that's what's happening right there on the right at the moment as they're trying to, you know, sift through the ashes of the midterms.
I'm like shocked that Pete Davidson's involved again.
I know. My guy is out here. He gets a lot of references, you know, it happens when you're that big. Another thing that's trending, Jay Leno, this is kind of a sad one. He was like badly burned in a fire, I guess, after one of his cars erupted into flames at a Los Angeles garage. I don't know if it was terrible. Like the one at his house, but so right now he is in the midst of recovering from what sounds like not a good situation for him. So yeah, please heal up, Jay Leno, you know, so you can get back to driving old cars and, you know, continuing to confuse younger generations when his name trends are like, who is Jay Leno? And people are like, he helped us go to bed many years ago is who he was. And finally, hashtag Trump is done is trending because people are like, he's done, y'all. News alert. No, he's not. But go ahead. Keep trying to will that into existence. We'll talk about that more in tomorrow's episode, but there is a lot of energy, like, you know, with people trying to say, he's done. He can't win an election. Joe Biden bested him. But, you know, from what we understand, it sounds like he's going to announce pretty soon, like within hours of this recording, that he will be running in 2024. So,
yeah,
get ready for more nonsense.
I wouldn't rest easy that Trump is out of the conversation at all. I mean, like, we still see how this country is so aggressively divided to this day. You think, if you don't think that fool can just pull through and be just wackadoo enough.
Yep.
To get elected again. Ooh, yep. Baby.
I mean, every single person has basically said some version of like, and this is why we can't deal with him anymore. He can't be at the top of the ticket anymore. But he has so many fans, like literal fans that are like actual in decision-making positions, because he encouraged many of them to join, you know, the party, that you got a lot of people that are already built into your infrastructure that aren't going to go anywhere and are like fully invested in him as the, you know, the path to a Christo fascist state. So
You know, I was on Ivanka Trump's Instagram last night. It's the first time I've ever really scrolled her Instagram, and seeing some people I follow liking some posts. That's between me and God and you when I come for you. But I was kind of like, whoa, y'all are giving this person. You don't know them. There's just some people from my life that I was like, the hell are you doing liking Ivanka's posts?
You're like, Jesse Williams. Because guess what?
Those things are public. Wait, what?
Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy. What?
Jesse Williams. Yeah.
That wouldn't be you.
No, but I'm like, okay, so you guys are giving these people grace. Like,
right.
Even if you're not outwardly voting for them or even like supporting them, you're definitely out here liking their Instagram posts. Like, oh, good for you, girl.
Right.
Look at you hiking. Like, what? Anyway, so I don't know. I'm just saying, be aware. The energy's there. Aware the energy's there. Someone write that down for merch. Thanks.
Yep. Okay, I wrote it down. You got it. Well, look, I mean, we all saw that very shady crop out from Tiffany's wedding, where Kim Guilfoyle was just lopped right off the edge. A lot of intrigue there. I really want to know more about that.
I understand. Kim was wearing black to this
dress,
wedding.
Yeah, that dress, I was like, the fuck is this?
I would have cut her ass out too. Like, are you paying attention? There's clearly a color scheme here.
They're
one
like,
for nude pastels. And you're going to show up here with like black?
Right. She's like, damn, my brother brought his fucking girlfriend again, man. I knew she'd be wearing some dumb shit like a black dress. Ugh, can't we just be normal fucking fascists and have a nice wedding once?
Can't we just have a nice wedding?
once? Jesus Christ. No, all right, y'all. Well, that is everything that is trending today on Monday. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole new episode. Thank you, super producer Anna Hosne, for joining me. I think we have a little bit of an announcement, though, for people who fuck with our comedic stylings plus The Bachelor.
Yes, you guys, we are doing another. I mean, if you guys watch the match or listen to our show, Will You Accept This Rose, or just a fan of Miles and I in general, we are doing live Will You Accept This Rose show in December, December 9th at 7 p.m. PST. That's a Friday. We're doing a live show at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles, California. And then we are also live streaming the event. So if you're not in LA area or can't come to the live show, you can watch it on your computer on Moment House. So you can do both. And guess who is going to be on the show? We're doing another Bachelorette, Arden's Bachelorette birthday. So a bunch of people are going to compete for Arden's love. That's right. We recreate a whole season of The Bachelorette in one night. Yep. And we are joined by Rob Benedict, Gareth Reynolds of The Dollop. Okay. And that was Rob Benedict of Supernatural TV fame. Brian Safi of Attitudes. Yes. Jaquise Neal.
What?
Every wonderful thing Jaquise does, including guest hosting on this show and the Comedian Feud show he does.
Yep.
We have Aaron Foley, comedian extraordinaire, coming on.
Past guest. We love Aaron.
Steve Heitner, a.k.a. Kenny Banya from Seinfeld, is doing the show, you guys. That's gold, Miles. Gold is showing up to do this show. And of course, we have Miles Gray doing the show, you guys.
You got him,
huh? Watch? Last year, he showed up in a wig. Who knows what he's going to do this year?
Who knows
you got to get tickets.
I figured out what my character is this year, and it's going to fucking... People are either going to be like, I hate this, or they're going to be like, I hate this, and I love it. So we'll see. We'll see.
Guys, so you have the opportunity to see that. Witnessed a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see what character Miles comes up with and what all these other wonderful guests come up with. I'll be there. My co-producer, Katie Levine, will be there. And of course, Arden Marine, our wonderful host, will be there trying to see who she's going to give her final rose to.
And watch, this time we will get Gareth on. Even last time I was like, yo, you got to come on. He was like, yeah, for sure. And then we forgot. But this
time, we'll get Gareth on.
We'll follow through, I promise. Anyway, but where can people find information?
So tickets for the live stream are at moment.co/WYATR, and that's an acronym for Will You Accept This Rose. So moment.co/WYATR. And if you want to get tickets for in person, go to the Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth website, go to their calendar, and if you go to 12/9, you'll see the tickets are there. Also, I posted this all on my Twitter at Anna Hosnier. You can go there and find the ticket links on my Twitter and easily buy tickets.
You put it on Selling Hosnier on Instagram too?
Oh, yes. And you can find the tickets at Selling Hosnier on Instagram.
On IG. There it is.
Yes.
All right. Well, yes. Tune in for that, please. It's going to be a really fucking funny show because whenever Anna puts her mind to these live shows, they fucking come out ridiculous. Last year was a fucking journey. So please come through. Until next time, which will be tomorrow, where we have a brand new episode, be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. Wear a mask. Get your vaccines and shit. Get that flu shot. People are going, man, so many people I know are getting down with flu already. And, don't do nothing about white supremacy or misogyny or any kind of hate bullshit. You know, be a good person. Okay, till then, which is tomorrow, we'll see you. Okay, bye-bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99.
Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.